To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Good Lord, we are running so late today. What's up? A little chaotic of a end of the 5 o'clock hour there. My bad, I had to play some commercials, y'all. So a T-Tuesday, in case you're new to this, is Greg Carpenter from 101.9 basically said Tire Tuesday. It was like his thing for a long time. And somehow, I don't know, you know, we're kind of goofy like that. We just somehow turned it into, well, why don't we just morph into whatever kind of Tuesday? Maybe you're not tired, but like, how about you start it with a T? So what kind of Tuesday are you having? It just has to start with a T. What kind of tea Tuesday are you having, Jessica?
I'm going to go Trembly Tuesday.
Trembly.
I'm cold.
It's cold, right? Yeah.
Very cold this morning.
Did it snow up there? Did you guys have any snow in Towson?
No, but I had to get ice off my windshield. It took me a minute but it wasn't like snow for real.
Did you have rain by the time you left?
Oh, yeah. It was raining. Yeah. It was raining my whole drive-in.
Charlotte, your tea Tuesday?
I'm having a troubled Tuesday.
What's wrong?
I am having trouble with this new 5 a.m. system we're doing. I'm a perfectionist, so it's like really grinding my gears whenever I like mess anything up. It like really upsets me. I'm troubled.
We can let you guys in behind the curtains a little bit. So the show kind of technically still like starts at 5 now, but it's a replay show. It's supposed to be a really easy system.
Supposedly.
It's not. And we accidentally replayed the same segment 7 days in a row now.
Oh, that did happen.
7 days in a row.
I'm just so sorry to everyone who's so sick of that part two of Forgive and Forget. In my defense, I was on Thanksgiving break for 6 out of 7 of them.
I drove in yesterday. I was out of town, and I drove in yesterday, and I was just listening to it. I'm like, I guarantee you this played the whole last week that I was, 'cause all of us were out of town. It was not a foolproof system. I was going to do cold too, but I'm going to switch it up. I am having a testosterone Tuesday.
Y'all, scary.
I signed up yesterday for the High Rocks competition. Jess, do you know what that is?
No.
It is I think I am going through a midlife crisis. I think it's happening. My gym convinced me that I could do this like... it's like a CrossFit competition thing. And like, I don't know what I'm thinking.
Is it like individual or is it like one of those teams?
It's a team thing.
Oh, that's fun.
It's a team thing. Y'all, I don't know what I'm doing. I started watching videos and I'm like, I am not this type
of
person.
Why is it testosterone? Only men are allowed to participate?
No, but I'd have a quick tea. I was going to do Trembly Tuesday too. I was going to do like... I just had to do it a quick
tea. Are you like climbing rocks?
No,
like actual
it's
rocks?
It's just a very intense competition.
Okay.
Like, so testosterone was the first T word I could think of. I don't know what in the world I'm getting myself into. It's in March, so I've got 3 months to train for this.
Oh, what?
Bro, have you seen me? Okay.
It's like March 2026.
When you get a second, just go on Instagram and type in High Rocks and then imagine me, nimble little me, competing in this competition. I think you'll...
Is it outside?
Understand. No, it's indoor.
Okay, I'm so confused, okay?
Throw a Instagram on it and you'll see.
Now. These are the top 3 trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top 3 with Jess. Number 3.
Ahead of the winter weather expected for today, there have already been school systems announcing delays. Here are a few that we've seen so far. Baltimore County Public Schools has a 2-hour delay, as well as Carroll County Public Schools, Harford County Public Schools. Towson University will be open at 9:30 a.m., including virtual. And Cecil County Public Schools also has a 2-hour delay.
And the city ain't doing nothing, huh? Usually Baltimore City is the last one to... They wait it out. I feel kind of bad for the city kids because... They see all these other counties shutting down. Like, if I was a kid in this city, I'd be so mad right now. I'm like, but everybody else.
I just feel like it should all be the same.
I do, too.
You know, just a universal text out right. to parents.
Like if one school gets off, I feel like every school should get off. Because it really, if I'm a kid in the city, I'm like, but why do they get it? It's not fair.
Number 2.
Today is Giving Tuesday. It's a global day of generosity that encourages local donations, volunteering, and acts of kindness following Thanksgiving. And for our friends over at Barks, they'd be a great place to donate to today. This year, they have a longtime partner who has pledged this year to match all Giving Tuesday donations dollar for dollar up to $50,000. So your gift today will give homeless animals a second chance so that they never have to live another day without medical care or shelter. And you can get more info at barks.org.
Hopefully you'll consider giving to whatever your favorite charity is. You know, we do a lot with Barks. We do a lot with Johns Hopkins. I mean, here's my thought process is, I know all of us are having a hard time, but Jess reported yesterday that it was one of the biggest Black Friday.
It was the biggest Black Friday. Okay, so we've ever had.
Here's the thing. If you've got money to give, and that's kind of the part that's like what Giving Tuesday is all about,
and
right?
And it doesn't have to be something crazy either. It doesn't. You know?
Like, what if everybody listening right now, there's 13 of us, literally. There's literally 13 of us up right now. If all 13 of us gave $10 to our favorite charity, like, we convince you right now just to hop on your favorite charity's website, if it's Barks or, you know, Johns Hopkins, especially with Barks doing the matching, wouldn't that be incredible? Like, the difference that we can make in our own community, like, right here, all by just giving whatever that we can give. So, like, if we could just take this second just to convince you to do some good, then I feel like we've done our duty as your local radio show. So happy Giving Tuesday, everybody.
Number 1.
The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives star Whitney Levitt is riding the wave of her very controversial Dancing with the Stars run all the way to Broadway. The reality star will play the role of Roxy Hart in Chicago and will make her Broadway debut on February 2nd in New York City. Her 6-week run goes through March 15th. Now, this announcement follows a very tense and dramatic season of Dancing with the Stars, where Whitney impressed judges with her dancing and her skill, but struggled against a wave of online hate stemming from her actions filmed on previous seasons of Mormon Wives.
You guys are mad about this casting?
I mean, I don't know. Producer Charlotte was saying that she was upset about this casting a second ago. My feelings on this whole thing are so mixed up as far as, like, I don't know if I have feelings on her being cast in Chicago just because I know that role at times has been given to, like, a celebrity.
Right.
Has been, like, Ariana Maddox was, you know, in Chicago. So
Pam Anderson was it for,
yes,
for a while.
So I think, like, this role is typically given to, like, a celebrity. Mm-hmm. I think my thing with this, and it's been so dramatic if you are following Secret Lives of Mormon Wives and Dancing with the Stars, is, like, if you don't know who Whitney Levitt is, she is a very polarizing reality star. Mm. So I think that's where this conversation is coming from. And I think people are confused of seeing her behavior on the show, how she has treated other people. And then all of a sudden the switch has happened once she found out that she had a chance to be cast on Dancing with the Stars. Mm. Now her whole persona has done a complete 180. And again, this is a reality TV.
Right.
We don't know anything about these people.
Sure.
But it was very interesting to see that take place. Mm-hmm. And it was really weird to see the parallel of, okay, so who are you on Dancing with the Stars and who are you trying to portray yourself to be?
That's
also
fun.
They were filming as well for Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, and there was another reality star from that show on Dancing with the Stars, and the two of the girls had a fallout. So I am curious because, oh my gosh, the finale, the reunion, Charlotte, is on the 4th for this last season of Secret mm-hmm. Lives, right? So I'm curious to see that, and I'm also curious to see the upcoming season because there's no hiding on what was going on behind the scenes of Dancing with the Stars when we see that new season. So I'm just curious. You know, that's all. Those are my thoughts on
that. I also just don't think she can sing.
That's another thing. I haven't heard her sing. So the girl can dance, but I don't know if she can sing. Yeah. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
I think when you hear this story, you're going to realize that I had no choice but to pee all over my rental car because there was no other option. At this point, I had no other option. This story is going to be a little bit gross for this early in the morning, but like, what else would you do in this situation? All right. So I just got back from Aruba. I went down there for Thanksgiving. Y'all, listen, I could not pee in public, and I was really, and Jess, you of all people I know can relate to this, right?
I have overactive bladder.
So I know of all friends I can talk to safely about this, I know it's going to be you.
Yeah.
So I was at one of the beaches on one day. You know that feeling where you start walking back to the car and you think that like you're okay, and then all of a sudden I got back to the car and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to pee. Well, I'm not going to walk back down to the ocean because I was like, it's too far. So I was with my friend and I was like, hey, hang on one second. I got to go figure this out. I looked around the parking lot, though, and I was like, there's not really a safe place
to
cover myself. This is empty parking lot, y'all. So I was like, I don't really know. There's no trees. There's no nothing. I'm like, I don't really know what to do. So I got really smart, I thought, and I looked into the car and I was like, wait, I have an empty coffee cup in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So like, what's a boy to do, right? I said, well, I think I could just relieve myself into this coffee cup.
I literally saw a dude do this yesterday inside a water bottle as I was like driving through this like Starbucks parking lot.
Well, no, I was like, I'm going to do this. I think I can do this. Like, there's nobody looking into the car. I think I'm safe to do this without like publicly exposing myself. Mm-hmm. So I get into the car and I'm like, all right, let me, you know, start to tinkle. And y'all, so far so good.
Are you inside the car?
I'm in the car.
Is your friend in the car?
No, I told her. I was like, hang on.
Yeah.
I told her the deal. Everything's safe. Everything's covered. I'm good, y'all. Start to tinkle, right? Here's the problem is I had to tinkle more than I thought. So
you filled up the cup?
I filled up the cup. And as I get to the top of the cup.
Couldn't stop?
Well, no, that's not the problem. I realized that I have to now empty the cup, right? Because there's more tinkle than there is cup at this point. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna have to like stop the flow for a second. Now, if you know anything about stopping the flow, there's that little pinch that you got to do, right? Now, here's the problem with the pinch is hopefully you can trust the pinch. So I do the pinch. We all know that feeling. Like the pinch.
We don't.
You don't know the pinch? As a girl, you don't know like the pinch? Okay. Well, as a guy, there's like the pinch.
What is a pinch?
Well, it's just like the
you mean clenching
yourself. The clench. The clench, the pinch, whatever. The hold.
Okay. The hold. Okay.
Okay. Now, here's the problem with the hold is like there's just that little burst of energy. So I do the hold, but here's the problem. As I move the cup away to dump it out of the side of the car,
you're just peeing on the car.
Well, it just decides there's just a little bit of more that needs to just come out. Just a little bit of a tinkle that needs to come out.
Yeah.
Y'all, literally all over the rental car.
Ew.
All over the seat. Yeah. All over the steering wheel.
Yeah. Ew. Ew. Why?
It was enough of a burst.
Wait, why was it all over the steering wheel?
Jessica.
Do you not know how to aim?
No, I'm holding myself.
It sounds like you literally were
No, it wasn't. I'm telling you what happened.
Wait, why over the steering wheel? I'm so confused. Like,
I'm telling you what happened. That's what happened.
It shouldn't
That's
have
what
been
happened.
Up there.
Because it was a squirt. It
Ew.
Was literally a squirt,
this
y'all.
This is gross.
Okay, so like what? Okay,
the answer was you should have gone back to the ocean.
How was that not easier?
Like literally, I would have ran. I don't care. Like I literally, if I was in the situation and if I had to go again, there would have been videos of a random girl on TikTok running for her life towards the ocean.
You wouldn't have
and
tried to use
the girl would have been hell to the no.
Why would you not try
if
to use the cup?
If there's a body of water. And if you think I'm trying to pay some crazy fee for a PP rental car, I will pull over to the side of the freeway and I'll open two doors so I'm covered. Or my butt is going into the ocean. Sorry.
The cup seemed, yo, I swear the cup, I've never had like a squirt issue in my life. It wasn't until the rental car situation.
Can you just say spray?
What's wrong? What's
it just sounds like you're, it almost sounds like you were a cat trying to spray that car on purpose. It's kind of weird.
Like I was trying to mark my territory
a little
so that nobody
bit.
Else would rent it ever again.
A little
Well, let
bit.
Me, I'm going to tell you the end of this story. I was able to turn that car back in with no type of fee. All right. The full story I put on my, we don't have time for it right now. It's on my podcast right now, Certified Mama's Boy. But I will say I did somehow get away with this. You can go listen to it over there. Okay.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 minute. Mix 106.5.
All right, let's go for this $1,000 in free Dash M gas. Caller 10 is playing today. Good morning. Who's this? Hi, what's up? Who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike, what's up, brother? You're number 10.
I am number 10. Oh, my God. I've been trying so long to get through to you guys.
Wait, have
Mike,
you never played?
Let's go.
Have you never gone? Have you never played before?
I have never played before.
First timers, man. Let's go. First time.
Welcome to the show, Mike.
Yeah. Mike.
Wow, I can't believe it.
How long have you been trying, you think, honestly, in all reality?
Oh, ever since you started the new game.
That is so
long. It's a long time. Man. We're like 2 years into this thing, man. So that's amazing. Well, welcome to, especially on this cold Tuesday morning. We're honored to have you here. Where are you right now? What's the weather like?
It's raining. I'm just left for work.
And what part of town?
I live in Columbia, but I work all the way up in Aberdeen. That's so a long drive.
Quite a drive. Well, let's see if we can hook up with some free gas this morning. Jess, explain the rules to Mike. Hammer over here. How do we do this?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass. And then we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Mike, you ready to play?
I am ready to play, although I got to pull over here, but I am ready to play.
Yeah, man, pull over for a second. Let's see it. Let's see what we do.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one, what is the name of the game where players match number tiles end to end to create a chain?
Dominoes.
Correct. Question number two. If a Baltimore City bus can hold 50 people and there are 17 people on the bus, how many more people can it hold?
There are 17 people?
Yep.
It can hold 33 more.
Correct. Question number three. What is Dr. Seuss's first name?
Pass.
Question number four. Elsa and Anna are characters from which Disney movie? Elsa and Anna.
Pass, although I know that one.
Question number five. In which ocean are the Maldives located? In which ocean are the Maldives located? Is the Maldives located?
I will guess the Pacific.
It is not the Pacific, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
It is not the Pacific. It's the Indian Ocean.
Yeah, Indian Ocean.
But I went, honestly, off the top of my head, I have to think about that one, too. Even though I feel like I hear the Maldives, I want to go, but I'm like, which ocean is that? It's the Maldives. It's the Maldives. It's the Indian Ocean. Man, Elsa and Anna, though, bro, that was the one you should have gotten. That was the
one.
Well,
that's not fair. If you haven't seen Frozen, and maybe that's not like a classic for you, you might not know that one.
Come on.
I've seen it, but my kids are older, so it's...
Yeah, they might
be more like Aladdin, Little Mermaid vibes, you know what I mean?
More classic, maybe. All right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll go back to the one you passed on, and then we'll finish the round for fun. So back to number three, what is Dr. Seuss's first name? That's Theodore.
Mm-hmm.
Theodore, got that one, yes. Right.
Yeah, and let's see how you would have done on number six. What type of rice is the main ingredient in traditional Italian risotto?
The wind is howling like this world.
Yeah, I wouldn't know that either.
Yeah.
That's Arborio.
Yeah.
And number seven, what do we call a brief summary at the end of a story or essay?
What do we call that?
You know this.
Yeah. A brief summary is a what?
At the end of a story or essay, like the last thing you have to write for a paper.
Not the conclusion.
It is the conclusion.
Come on, man. Trust your gut.
It is.
Hey, listen, first timer, man.
Yeah, good job, Mike, for the first time.
We always say trust your gut. Unfortunately, you tried that on number five with the Maldives and didn't quite go in your favor.
It's
but,
okay.
Well, I know I had limited time, so I figured I'd give it a guess.
No. We always, the first timers always get clapped for, man. It's intimidating. I mean, what do you think? Was it a little harder than you thought doing it in real life or what? What's your vibe?
Time goes by very quickly, but I'm thrilled that I got through.
Hey, yeah, man. Us too. You're awesome.
You made our day being here, Mike. Honestly, we're happy you called. We're happy you got through. And we always say, once you get through once, it's kind of like breaking the seal. Well, hopefully you'll try it again. We'll get you on it again soon. Okay, brother?
I will keep trying. Enjoy your show.
Drive safe, Mike, and head to Dashen for a hearty classic country breakfast stackadilla or the bold flavor of a Santa Fe stackadilla. Both are made with fresh cracked eggs and can be yours for an everyday low price of just $6.95 only at Dashen.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you already have a fake Christmas tree, is it weird to go look at real ones for fun? Is that like tree window shopping, or are you basically cheating on your fake tree?
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
Not cheating on your tree.
I don't know. Is it?
It just seems
like. Are you not appreciating what you have?
That's true.
Or is this just a part of like seasonal activities?
All right. Let's break it down. Sup. Welcome to Nieces Know Best. The first one of December, by the way. God, this year flew by. This year flew by. Crazy. In case you don't know what this is, let me introduce you really quick to Jess's niece, Maya. Who is this young lady?
Maya is 10 years old. Oh my God, she turns 11 next week.
Oh my God.
That's crazy. Wow, okay. Oh my God, that's crazy. So all my family's on the West Coast, and once a week I have a conversation with Maya just about different things that are going on in my life because I like to get her opinion because I feel like kids are unapologetically themselves at all times.
So what's going on this week? What's the issue?
So with this, I have a fake tree and I've had my fake tree up since literally the second week of November, but I still kind of want to go to a tree lot for fun. If you already have a fake Christmas tree, is it weird to go and look at real ones like just for fun? Because I've had a fake tree up since like the second week of November and I love it. But now that all of the tree lots are up, I still kind of want to go to a tree lot. Is that weird?
So I thought that you were speaking for the public when you said, if you have a fake tree, I'm like, no, of course she doesn't have a fake tree. She's a Dutra. You have a fake tree?
Yes.
Stop. No. This time I'm not letting you explain yourself. I am done. I am disappointed in you.
The reason why we have a fake tree is truly so we can experience the Christmas tree longer. I didn't want to have to wait for the Christmas tree lots. And being able to wake up and look at my Christmas tree every single morning for the past month has brought me so much joy.
Yeah, okay. I hear you out. And now I am calm like a little butterfly. So I still think that you should go out and just look at all the real trees because The smell, it's incredible. I just like real trees better. You know, the effort of like getting it in your house and decorating it. You know, you aren't cheating. You're just exploring your options, girl.
Thank you. I love you.
I love you too. Oh my God, stop.
It almost sounds like you're like, yeah, cheating on your tree in a sense. It's like your tree's not good enough for you now. It's like it's not enough tree for you, so you got to step out and go get pleasure from other trees or something.
Or is going to a Christmas tree lot, should that just be included in like the seasonal festivities? Like what's the difference between like you want to go ice skating, but you also want to go to the Christmas village in the Inner Harbor, and then you also want to go see the lights on Miracle on 34th Street. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't just close your eyes when you're driving because you don't want to see the other Christmas lights on the road because you have to save your eyeballs for the Christmas on 34th Street. So I feel like maybe going to the tree lots can count as, like, drinking hot chocolate.
I just don't know that anyone goes, and maybe I'm wrong, which rarely happens on this show, by the way. It doesn't usually happen, so let's take that into account. I just don't know that anyone goes to look at Christmas trees for fun in the Christmas tree lot. You know what I mean?
It like, should usually, count as window shopping because everyone doesn't always buy stuff when you go to the mall.
Let's try it again. I've just never known anyone other than Jess Dutra.
Yeah.
Because I feel like when you go to the Christmas tree lot, you go to buy a lot. It'd be like going to Home Depot just to like look at the hammers and then leaving. Like you go because you want to go buy a hammer. You don't go just to look at the hammers and then leave.
But sometimes we go to Costco just for the samples and to walk through the aisles because it's fun.
Who does that?
Does anyone else? I mean, come on.
No.
A ton of people go to Costco for the samples. That's like half of the fun of being able to go to Costco.
Wait, you go to Costco just to eat the samples and then you leave and you buy zero things?
Totally. Maybe I'll get like a piece of pizza, but you can totally go to Costco just for the samples because it's just fun walking through there. Especially if you have on Heelys and you can go through the little aisles.
Now I feel like you're lying.
It's open spaces.
Now she's making this up. Now I don't believe her anymore.
I'm just saying.
Does anybody go to the Christmas tree? I think Jess is the only person on the planet that just goes to the Christmas tree lot just to look at the Christmas trees. But then you don't buy them. You just look at them and then you leave like as a recreational activity. Let's find out. This is Jamie. What's up, Jamie? Good morning.
Good morning.
You actually will just go to Costco, eat the samples and leave.
Yeah, there's so many samples. How do you know? Like, you don't want to buy the full product. You just want to see what it tastes like first.
No.
If you like it, maybe next time you go back and you get it.
Exactly.
But do you?
It's a whole activity.
But do you actually go back and buy it, or are you just going in there and using this place like a food court and leaving? Because that's not what it's there for, y'all.
That is what it's there for.
No, it's not.
You could ask a friend to go get coffee, or you could ask a friend you want to go sample Saturday.
No.
And I'm choosing sample Saturday every time.
That's not what it's there.
My kid used to look forward to sample Saturday. Like, if it's raining outside and they can't go out, obviously, we go window shop at Costco or Sam's Club.
That's what I'm talking about. Jamie's my people.
We sample. You know, Saturday.
Exactly.
And you don't feel guilty about that at all, because you guys realize, I mean, they're there. That's there as like an upsell. They're trying to like get you to buy that product. It's not for fun. It's not trick or treating. You know
what
I mean?
It is for fun.
It's not. It's not. That's not a recreational activity. You know.
Well, if I like it and I come back and they sold it.
Maybe. What percentage of the time do you think you actually buy the product?
Probably about 75%.
Okay, well maybe it works then. Maybe it does work. Okay, so then what do you think about Jess's idea about just going to a Christmas tree lot? She never buys the tree, but she just goes and looks at them because she just wants to.
The smell is the sample.
How do you feel about that?
Definitely the smell. It's perfect.
Is that weird though?
It makes sense.
It makes sense to you too. Of course it does.
You guys are both
criminals. You guys are both absolute criminals, all right. We were kind of laughing off the air a couple seconds ago because, man, some people just act crazy on days like this. Like, I don't understand the mentality of people that can handle cold weather, because it's almost like you don't know how to act right on snow days. Like, your brain just doesn't process snow days correctly. And I was asking Jess, I'm like, do you have a snow day red flag that you see in human beings? Like, do you like, if you see somebody doing this behavior, you're like, that's a snow day red flag for me. What's the first thing that came to mind?
People who still speed on snow days, you are literally psychotic. And especially if you're like riding my tail and like making me feel terrible about going, about concerned about not only my own safety, but the people around me.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you right now. Who's not using their blinker and who's speeding and going crazy like it's Fast and the Furious 7. Why?
Like literally.
Don't do that.
695, the Beltway could not have been any crazier this morning. I assumed everyone was going to be just inching along. That thing could not have been more of a speedway. And I was like, what is wrong with
you guys? And
you know
what's really annoying is the people who drive like that, they're the ones that say, no one knows how to drive in the snow. Right. You want to know why? Because we're terrified for our lives because of you.
Right. Even if it's just cold, I just get nervous. And listen, like even leaving this morning, it was 33, I think, down in Columbia. I'm not going to risk it. I'm going to take my time.
You want to pay for my car?
Yeah. If you're flying this morning, man,
it takes one patch of black ice. That's it. You know?
I think that's a safe.
It's true.
That's true, girl.
We've turned into our parents, but it's okay.
No, that's serious. We're serious.
It's true, though. What if you get a snow day red flag that you can think of? You just you're like, that's a red flag for me. 410-583-1065. Charlotte, you have one?
Yeah, so like I had to put myself back in my like high school frame of mind for this.
Yeah.
But it's when, so I feel like when it's a snow day, we all agree that like it should be lazy vibes. Like,
sure.
We're fighting for our lives just to get out of the house.
100%.
Yeah.
So when people would show up like still like dressed super cute, looking done up, it's like I feel like you broke the unspoken social rule. That
like
we're
why?
All supposed to be cozy today.
And bundled up today.
And you're setting the bar way too high.
That's fair.
Did you guys see Rob Long today from our
sister
station?
But he dresses like that every day, though.
Rob Long.
He dresses in a suit every single day.
Literally. Okay, so again, we all look like snow days here in the studio, right? Rob Long on 105.7 The Fan literally has a suit on. And I'm like, that's not right.
But he dresses like that every day. But he makes us feel like that every day, though, because we always look like this, whether it's a snow day or not.
Literally.
So we'd have no room to talk.
It just felt so weird. I was like, he's breaking the rule. Mine, though, my snow day red flag, if you have shorts on today, you are psychotic. Like, you...
Is Jeremy here? Jeremy be wearing shorts in the cold.
Can you go look in their studio really quick?
BRB.
Just go see if you can look in there. They're probably... they actually may be in commercial right now. I think they stop at the bottom of the hour.
Because I'll catch Jeremy wearing shorts in weather like this.
Jeremy Kahn, also on 105.7 The Fan. If you have shorts on, you're literally an insane human being. Like, what is going on with you? And like, you may argue, well, it's not even snowing yet. Are they on? Are they on right now?
They're on air, and I can only see his upper half. I'm so sorry. He wasn't a hoodie.
He's one of those humans that will literally have shorts on. He's like, well, this isn't even that bad, man. I don't understand. Like, what's the problem? Like, what is wrong with you? Like, this is cold. Now, you can argue 40. Like, if it's 40, like, I'm originally from Michigan or whatever. This isn't even that cold. They'll give you that line, you know?
That's
like,
fair.
I'm originally from somewhere. I'm from Wisconsin originally. This isn't bad yet. Y'all, if it's 33, if school is getting canceled, like, put some pants on. Like, you're not really impressing anybody.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me.
Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you see that the word of the year this year in the Cambridge Dictionary is parasocial? Like, do you even know what parasocial means? I don't think I even really knew what that word meant until I just read what it meant. Like, I don't know. Did you know what it meant?
So when I saw the definition of the word, I was like, oh, that's my life. But I didn't know that's what it was called.
I wouldn't know what that
like
word meant.
Like, my thing.
Did you know, Charlotte, what parasocial meant?
Yeah, I'm chronically online.
That's true. Charlotte sees things 30 seconds after they get posted on the internet. So parasocial, in case you don't know what it means, is basically like you feel like you are friends with a celebrity, even though you're not.
And they
friends.
Have no idea who you are.
Right.
In your existence.
Clearly. Not even like being a fan. Mm-mm. It's like you feel like you know that celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
Which I feel like is probably really common, because the more we're like connected with these lives of celebrities, it's not like the old days where like we just go see the movies and that was it. Now through social media, through paparazzi, through the more we're just invested in reality TV and everything else, it just seems like we know these people. And I think that this became so big this year because the whole Taylor Swift engagement story, right? Like, we felt something, right? Like, Jess, when Taylor got engaged, you were like,
oh, I was a mess. I was a mess because I had been a fan of her for so long, and that connection is there because you're listening to her music and you're listening to her sing about finding and waiting for that love and for that to happen to her. So when it happened, all of the Swifties were like, yes.
Yeah.
Like, we did it, even though it's a you.
Like, it was your best friend.
Totally. I was happy for her, like,
for
I knew
friend.
Her.
Like, your best friend.
Yeah, I cried for her.
You cried.
I cried because when I found out, I thought it was like if one of my friends called me and was like, I got engaged, someone proposed to me. That's how I felt when I saw Taylor Swift. And I know that's crazy.
Right.
I know that.
And I think that's what we have to kind of admit is that, like, some of our level of, like, celebrity caring is a little high at points.
Connection, I would like to call it.
It's a smidge high. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think we should, like, talk about for just a second this morning is, like, who's your parasocial relationship with? Like, who is that celebrity that you really feel like, I know that person, even though you don't know that person? Do you have somebody other than Taylor?
Yes.
Jess, who?
Yeah. The original cast of Harry Potter, of all the Harry Potter films.
You're like in.
So I think the first Harry Potter movie came out in 2001. So I was 8 years old.
Yeah.
And that cast is like a couple years older than me. But essentially, when I was watching it as a child, it was like we were the same age. So watching seven movies on a span of who knows how many years felt like I was growing up with them, because like we went through puberty together, Goblet of Fire, puberty as well, you know, like it was happening at the same time. So if I were to see Emma Watson or like Daniel Radcliffe in real life, I would feel like they were
that's your homie.
My friend, like my dear, dear friend, because also I always watch Harry Potter like throughout the seasons. I watch Harry Potter when I want to feel better. I watch Harry Potter when I miss my mom. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know that I have one of these, y'all. The closest thing that I could think I get, because I don't really care about celebrities that much. The only person I think that I care that much about, only because I can completely relate to him, is Gordon Ramsay. And only because
chef?
Yeah, the chef Gordon Ramsay. Because whenever, like, I get fed a lot of his like TikToks and Instagram reels and stuff. And like every time I see him and he just gets so fed up with people's nonsense, I'm like, I feel you. Like, this is ridiculous. And like, you should send that thing back, or you should be that frustrated with people because they're ridiculous. So it's like I don't like I feel for him because I feel like he's misunderstood.
Okay.
But like,
so that's your connection.
That's my connection. But
both
like,
of you guys yell at people.
We just yell at people a lot.
Idiot,
you know what I mean?
Sandwich,
right? And I get that. I get where the anger comes from. He's not angry. He's just like fed up with y'all's nonsense, for goodness sakes.
Okay.
But do you feel like you have a parasocial relationship, Charlotte? This is Charlotte, a producer.
As the owner of the email address, I love Adam Lambert 96.
Where is he, by the way? Is he doing okay? I'm worried about him.
He's doing great.
Okay.
He's a brother, a friend.
Your friend.
He is everything to me, and his wins are my wins. When he gets a Broadway gig, we got that Broadway gig.
Exactly.
Now, here's the funny thing. Exactly. You probably have to tell most people who the hell that is.
Adam Lambert?
Most people listening right now have no idea who you're talking. I guarantee you.
Everyone knows who Adam Lambert is. Are you crazy?
Right now have no idea who the hell
American
we're talking
Idol?
About.
American Idol?
I guarantee you 80% of people listening have no idea who we're talking about right now.
What are you talking
I'm
about?
I'm so parasocial that I quit watching American Idol after his season when he didn't win, and I still think that those votes were fraud.
Not literally of all people.
Who beat him? I forget.
Chris Allen. You're trying to tell me you don't know
rigged.
Who Adam Lambert is? You don't know who Chris Allen is.
Of all people we shouldn't know
rigged.
Who it is.
That was sure. Rigged.
Rigged.
If you get a parasocial relationship, we want to know. Jamie, who is yours?
John Harbaugh.
John
Coach
Harbaugh.
John Harbaugh.
That's correct.
Why John?
Because I feel that he hears me when I'm angry.
I literally just spit out my coffee. I love you. I love you.
I feel that. I feel that the red phone on the sideline is direct contact to my cell phone, and that I should be able to call him and let him know I'm not happy with his play calls and his timeouts and some things that need to change. You know, we're right there. I talk to him. He ignores me. You know, it's a nice relationship.
100%.
That's a funny one. Because
that's legit, though, because I will yell at my TV on Sunday. No one can hear
that's
me.
That's what I'm saying.
They can't hear me, but I'm screaming louder as if I need to speak louder so they can hear what I'm saying.
But I guarantee you so many people also feel like they have that exact connection. They're like, I am the assistant coach.
Yeah.
I believe that I should be. I believe that Costa should sign me on and I should be, you know, the one that tells him, hey, this isn't going to work, man. You tried it four times. Let's go.
Thank you. We need you to turn this organization around.
Yeah. No, it's good, Jamie.
It's ridiculous.
That's a good one. All right. There goes Jamie. Thank you, Jamie. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
Hey, I am Tanya from Reynoldstown. And am I a bad mom for refusing to feed my daughter on Thanksgiving?
You're the worst mom ever!
You ruined my life.
That's probably not true.
It's the Kramer and Jess Parent Panel on Mix 106.5.
Welcome back. This is our Parent Panel. Jess, you want to explain what this is all about?
Parents call in and share a situation when someone in their life has called them a bad mom or a bad dad, and we just take a step back to figure out how we even got there in the first place.
Why would you refuse to feed your daughter on Thanksgiving?
So I'm a single mom of two daughters.
Mm-hmm.
I was furloughed during the government shutdown, so money is tight right now. It's tight. And even though I couldn't go as big as I did, you know, last year, the years before, I still wanted to give my daughters a Thanksgiving dinner that felt special, you know, like I did growing up. Because, I mean, my mom and my grandmother, especially my grandmother, made Thanksgiving dinner a big deal. And even when money was tight, she always made a play for us that just felt like love. So I wanted to pass that tradition on. Okay, so my 16-year-old daughter refused to help. She sat on her phone the whole time while me and my younger daughter cooked all day.
Mm-hmm.
She kept saying, I'm not the maid. I'm not the cook.
What does that make you then? Excuse her.
You know, and I'm trying to be chill and keeping the good vibes because it's a holiday. So when we finally sat down to eat, and we clearly didn't have as much food as we had in the years past.
Uh-huh.
Well, my daughter looked at the food and said, well, I didn't know we were doing a welfare Thanksgiving.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. It took everything out of me not to smack her flip mouth until yesterday and tomorrow at the same time.
I bet.
Instead, I calmed myself and I said, you know what? If you're too good for the food, then you don't have to eat it. And I still on business with that. She tried to make a play anyway. I said, no, absolutely not. So she ended up going to her friend's house and ate Thanksgiving there.
Oof.
Now, my family is saying I went too far by not feeding her. For the record, I would have fed her later on that night.
Yeah.
But she wasn't going to get it then. And I mean, and my sister is calling me a bad mom, saying you don't starve a child over disrespect. Okay, you know what?
You didn't starve her.
I didn't starve her at all.
You know.
She just got punished for being rude and disrespectful. I thought I was teaching her something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you weren't going to let her sit there with the family and do Thanksgiving dinner if she's going to sit there and insult it. Is that what you're trying to say?
That's it. it. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, I would never disrespect my grandmother or my mother like that, and I wasn't going to let her get away with insulting me like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Okay, that's tough, though, right? Because, like, you only get one Thanksgiving dinner. Even if she eats later, she ain't going to starve, but, like, to miss out on Thanksgiving dinner, that's tough. Well, let's talk through this, y'all. This is how this works. We need to get some parents on the phone. So, basically, Tanya's saying, listen, straight up, it's tough. It's tough this year, especially the government employees. It's been a little tougher this year. So Thanksgiving dinner wasn't like what it typically looked like. My daughter saw what was on the plate and say, you know, this, in her words, looked like a, you said, welfare Thanksgiving. Yes,
that's exactly what she said.
Welfare Thanksgiving. Okay. You weren't having that. And so you said you're not going to eat it. And basically, Tanya stood on business and did not let her daughter eat Thanksgiving dinner. So, like, was that the wrong move to make? Jess?
I don't think you did anything wrong. She had disrespectful behavior to you all day. And I think her making that comment after you, you know, and your youngest spent all day trying to put something together and still trying to create a holiday with what you have right now, I don't think you did the wrong thing in this situation.
Thank you.
Here's my thing, though, is like, to like not let your kids sit there for Thanksgiving is kind of wild to me, though. Like, banish your kid from Thanksgiving dinner. There's just something about that that feels icky.
You're going to sit there and make rude comments and then also have an attitude while you're eating, like, don't be at the table.
But, like, to throw your kid out of Thanksgiving dinner, that's the only part that I question, you know? Like, no, you didn't starve your daughter. That's dramatic. But, like,
so I should have ignored her? I should have just ignored it. That's okay. Have dinner with the rest. No.
Yeah, exactly.
I just wonder if you guys could have resolved it there and then, instead of being like, then don't eat it, and then moved on, versus like not letting her come to Thanksgiving dinner. You know, I mean, again, you only get one Thanksgiving dinner is my only thing. So, I mean, let's find out. Who's up, Jess?
This is Micah on 4 in Glen Burnie.
Micah, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. What do you think? I mean, do you feel like Tanya was in the wrong by sending her daughter away from Thanksgiving dinner because she called it a welfare Thanksgiving?
I feel like she was absolutely justified. Let's be honest about this. Whether it be Thanksgiving or any other day of the week. One, she's a 16-year-old girl. She should have helped out around the house. Any 16-year-old boy or girl. One, I pay for the cell phone that you use.
Mm-hmm.
You live in my house.
Mm-hmm.
You have responsibilities to help. You did not help. I gave you a pass in not helping. Then I put dinner on the table for you, and you complained about it. You're lucky I didn't make you ground it, and you spend all night upstairs without eating.
Any other day, maybe, but to not be at Thanksgiving?
No, I like that Micah said Thanksgiving or any other day of the week. You don't get to act crazy just because it's a holiday. You should be respectful all the time. And then especially, the theme is being thankful and grateful. And she was just like dismissing all of that.
If I give her a pass on Thanksgiving, how's she going to act on Christmas? How's she going to act on New Year's Eve?
Exactly.
She's going to keep adding the food because she's like, oh, you ain't going to do nothing.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
I can't let you out the house if you can't act right.
Mm-hmm.
And this is act right.
100%.
There goes Micah. Appreciate you, Micah. Who's up?
This is Erica on 3 in Baltimore.
Erica, we're kind of tied up. We'll give you the final vote. Was Tanya in the wrong by basically banishing? It's dramatic, but I don't really know what else to say. By not letting her daughter eat Thanksgiving dinner because her daughter called it welfare Thanksgiving.
Oh, absolutely not. I agree with the parent. Our job as parents is to teach our kids, like, the consequences in life. And Thanksgiving is about family, and obviously the daughter wasn't behaving like that, so I wouldn't let her eat with us either. It doesn't matter.
But that sounds like a double negative, though. If it's about family, then why are you sending your family away?
Well, maybe she should appreciate
her family. Maybe she should appreciate her family that they made this dinner, that also her mom has been furloughed for the past 3 months, probably doesn't have any money, and made this work because she loves her family. Like, let's have gratitude for that. Let's not.
Okay.
This is why children are the way they are today.
Dang, kids, she pulled out kids these days. All right. What can I say to that? She's pulling out of kids these days. I got nothing to argue with that. I mean, Tanya, it sounds like most parents are saying, like, this is all right then for you to do. I mean, it's not.
Thank you. I mean, she had to be disciplined. She was being rude and disrespectful, and I couldn't let my youngest daughter see that and think she could grow up that way too. So thank you to the good parents of the world, because I didn't think I was wrong. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.